The Lord is good this morning. Amen. You can turn the echo off in that some way if you can, guys. So I appreciate that. Hallelujah. So I want you to turn in your Bibles this morning. We're going to just talk about God's grace and a little bit about healing today. But thank you for praying for pastors because, you know, it's so different with what we're doing. And we're so used to having a congregation to really, you know, engage with us. But it's all good. God is so faithful and His word is good. But turn to John chapter 5 and verse 19 this morning. We're just going to talk a little bit about relevant. You know, God is very relevant right now. The world is not seeing God as too relevant, but I want to tell you, God is very relevant. Something that is relevant is something that is present, something that is needed, something that is in vogue or up to date. And we serve a very relevant God right now who is in touch with you, is in touch with your needs. He loves you unconditionally this morning, and you can be assured of God's love for you, of God's grace there for you, His unmerited favor. It does not change. It does not waver. God loves you this morning. You are so, so deeply loved by Him. And that is the good news of the gospel, because we are loved by Him. We don't have to strive to be loved by Him. We don't have to be perfect or be in some type of, you know, perfect position to be loved by Him. We are truly loved by Him this morning, and He is right here with you in your home today, in your car, wherever you may be. God is with you. Know that He is with you this morning. Listen what Jesus said this. Then Jesus said, John 5:19, then Jesus answered and said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He sees the Father do for whatever He does, for whatever He sees the Father do, for whatever He does, the Son also does in like manner." Amen? You know, God is relevant today. And we need Him. We need Him in every area of our life. We need Him in our finances. We need Him in our relationships. I know some of you have been, there at home, and you have your children around you. And, you know, when you're in those situations and those tight surroundings, you really need God. Can I get an amen to that? And some of you are just coming to the epiphany of how much you love teachers and how much you're thinking right now, man, teachers are way underpaid. So thank God for teachers right now. But God is good. Some of you are having to instruct your kids and help them out. But, you know, in spite of all that, you're going to find that God is so good to you when you're looking, and that God is so relevant to everything in your life, and He's always, always good, and it's always God's will to bless you, and it's always God's will to heal you. It's always God's will to prosper you. It's always God's will that you have more than enough. Amen? We don't have to get sick. We can walk in God's divine health for us. Amen. We don't have to allow a virus or a germ to come in contact with us. I believe anything that does, you know, my faith is at that level. I believe if anything that does, it's going to die. And, you know, we have God's healing. If something does come against our body, we know that we are healed. God has provided healing for us in the atonement. There's so much news out there right now about all these things. It's supposed to bring healing to this virus, but they left out one equation in the world. They left out God. God is our healer. God has already provided healing. Healing is yours and mine. Listen to me. God not only heals us spiritually, He heals our spirit. He comes in and makes us brand new. The Bible says, "Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new." Not only does He heal our spirit, but God heals our emotions. God is in charge and heals emotions. So many people have emotional damage and have gone through things in life. All of us, you know, if you live long enough, you're going to go through some things that are going to affect your soul realm. But I've got good news. God is the healer of emotions. Amen. You don't have to walk around carrying stuff today. God is your healer this morning in your soul rim, in your mind, in your will, and in your emotions. You don't have to carry baggage today. You don't have to carry things from the past. You don't have to carry a name that someone used to name you. In fact, you have a new name in Jesus Christ, and you have a new identity. God heals our emotions. God heals our spirit. And God heals our body. Physical health is a covenant promise in the new covenant. You might be this morning, you might be facing sickness or in sickness today or not feeling well in your body. Well, I'm bringing you the good news today. God is your healer, amen? And God is there healing you right now. So you rejoice and begin to thank Him that we are healed. And in this scripture, God only wants good things for us. Do you know that? God only wants good things for us. Only good things for us. Amen. He doesn't want bad things for you. God didn't place sickness on you to teach you a lesson. God wants good, and God is good all the time. God is so good. He wants good things for us, and Jesus will always do the Father's bidding. And that's exactly what He said in this scripture. So let's hold up our Bibles this morning, and let's say it like we mean it today. You thought I forgot that, but I didn't. Let's say it like we mean it today. Come on, say it with Pastor. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. I love that confession because it agrees with what the word says. I have what it says I have. I have healing this morning. Healing is already provided by grace. I have healing. I have restoration today. God is my healer. Amen. And everything that Jesus did was in agreement with the Father. When we come into agreement with the Word of God, we can expect the blessings of God flowing in our life. When we get our mind transformed to the goodness of God, to the grace of God, to the love of God, we can expect all those things to flow in our life. We can expect God's favor on our life when our mind is transformed to His goodness that He has for us. And Jesus was always in agreement with God. Amen? God wants us to be in agreement with Him at all times. Look over at Hebrews chapter 1, Hebrews 1 verse 3. Listen what the word says here. I love this word. Who being the brightness of His glory, speaking of Christ, and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, aren't you glad our sins are purged this morning, set down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Jesus is the very express image. He is the perfect image of God. He was identical copy to God. Amen. As part of the Holy Trinity, Jesus the Son endured healing because of the Father, and that's what He does for us also. Amen. God is our healer. Acts 10:38. Look at Acts 10:38 this morning. So if you're suffering somewhere in your body right now, I just want you to lay hands on yourself and begin to speak healing over that area while the word's going forth this morning. Listen to what He said, how God anointed, how God gave Jesus the ability, the power, Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit, with power, who went about doing good, always doing good, and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Jesus went about always doing good and healing all. God declared healing as a good thing. God declared healing as a good thing. Jesus went about doing good. Jesus was able to heal because God was with him. God is with you this morning. He is your healer. Amen. I want you to listen to some verses under the law because it seems like so many people are living under the law instead of under grace, especially during this time. It's like the world has taken on the law's philosophy. But I want you to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28. And we're just going to drop down through some verses this morning. We're going to start with verse 22, and we're going to drop down some verses. But I want you to hear this from a law perspective and not a grace perspective. Then we're going to look at God's grace in all of this, all right? So listen to what he said, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 22. The Lord will smite you with consumption, with fever and inflammation, fiery heat, sword and drought, blasting and mildew. They shall pursue you until you perish. Verse 27 through 30. The Lord will smite you with boils of Egypt and tumors and scurvy and the itch from which you cannot be healed. The Lord will smite you with madness and blindness and dismay of mind and heart. And you shall grope at noonday as the blind grope in darkness, and you shall not prosper in your ways, and you shall be only oppressed and robbed continually, and there shall be no one to save you. Verse 30, you shall betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. You shall build a house, but not live in it. You shall plant a vineyard, but not gather its grapes. Let's go on down to verse 35. Verse 35, the Lord will smite you on the knees and on the legs with a sore boil that cannot be healed from the sole of your feet to the top of your head. Look at verse 44 and verse 47. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head and you shall be the tail. Listen to verse 47. Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joyfulness of mind and heart in gratitude for the abundance of all with which he has blessed you. Look at verse 48. Therefore you shall serve your enemies whom the Lord shall send against you in hunger and thirst and nakedness and in want of all things. He will put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he has destroyed you. Verse 57. Hear her afterbirth that comes out from her body and her children whom she bear, for she will eat them secretly for want of anything else in siege and distress with which your enemies shall distress you in your towns. And verse 60, let's finish this up. Moreover, he will bring upon you all the diseases of Egypt, which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you. Listen, under the law, sickness and disease were considered curses and not blessings. Fever, inflammation, and every kind of sickness and illness were troubles and curses. But here's the good news. We do not live under the law. I said we do not live under the law, but we live under God's grace. Amen. Believers living under grace do not have to put up with curses. We do not have to put up with curses. Amen. Thank you, Lord. From an expired law. We do not have to put up with sickness and disease and curses and poverty. Amen? God, because of Christ, has set us free from curses. Thank you, Lord. Amen. As Christians, there is no need for us to tolerate curses. Acknowledging curses, God's blessings, acknowledging Christ curses God's blessings, and blessings overtake us. Can somebody say amen? Look at Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 4. Let's read this from the blessing side, from the side where we live at this present. Amen? If you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all of his commandments, which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you on high above all the earth, all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you heed the voice of the Lord your God. Listen to what he said. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground and the fruit of your beast, the increase of the cattle and the young of your flock. God said that we will be blessed. Amen. Galatians 3:13-14. Listen to the new covenant of what Christ has done for us. Amen. Christ purchased our freedom. Aren't you glad you're free today? Redeeming us from the curse, the doom of the law, and its condemnation by himself becoming a curse for us, as is written in the scripture, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, is crucified. Why? Because of this, to the end that through their receiving Christ Jesus, the blessing, the promise to Abraham might come upon us, so that we through faith might all receive the realization of the promise of the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you today, but I'm no longer under the curse. I'm living under the blessing because of Jesus Christ. I'm living under the faithfulness of God to Jesus today and all that he's provided through us through the blood of atonement. We have the blessing of God up on us today, in us today, and surrounding us today like a shield. God's favor and blessing is upon us today, and the curse has been reversed. Amen. We now receive all the benefits of the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ. Man, that is good news. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. It was God's will. Listen to me. It's God's will that his blessings fall on us. It is God's will that his blessing and healing fall on us. James 4:7. Listen to what James said. James 4:7. He said, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil. He didn't say assist the devil. We assist him when we open our mouth and say things that are contrary to God's word. Don't be assisting the enemy, amen, but resist him. And the way you resist him is opening your mouth, speaking words of faith, amen, about what God says about you and your situation. Amen. James says we resist the devil and we flee from him. And amen, and he flees from you. The world does not think like this because it does not believe there is even an enemy that exists. God wants us to resist sickness, disease, and every curse which Jesus has freed us from. And you resist it by speaking what God has provided for you. Amen? Over in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Let's put this up in the Amplified. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Listen to what he says about the Lord. The Lord does not delay and is not tardy or slow about what he promises. Man, aren't you glad God is not tardy? He's always on time. He's always right there. Amen. He's always with us, church. He's always loving us. He's always providing for us. You know, some people, they don't even comprehend that. But God is there with you this morning. Amen. He promised, according to some people's conception of slowness, but he is long-suffering, extraordinarily patient. You know, sometimes we just say, you know what faith is? Faith is many times extraordinarily patient. Amen? As we're waiting on the manifestation of what God has promised us. So, you know, we wait on that in faith towards you, not desiring that any should perish, but that all should return, should change their mind to him. Amen? God doesn't desire that anyone should perish, but that everyone should receive the blessing of the Lord. Amen? It's up to us to what we choose and to what we make. The decision is ours. God wants us to choose wisely. Amen? Listen to what he said over in Matthew 7:13-14. Matthew 7:13-14. Listen to what he said. Even through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and spacious and broad is the way that leads away to destruction, and many are those who are entering through it. Can we put that up in the King James? Can we put that up just in the King James this morning? I want to read out of that. Maybe you have it out there. He said, enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go thereat. Next verse. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. You know, I know some of us grew up in a very religious circle. I know I grew up in a very religious circle. And I would read this verse, and it was preached so many times to us as I read this verse, and it was preached to us that it was up to me to literally enter that gate, that I had to lay all this stuff aside, and if I didn't lay these things aside, if I didn't do these things, and if I didn't just walk a straight line, that, you know, God didn't love me and God didn't care for me and I'd never make it in. But really, you know, religion always focuses the effort on us. really, this is not talking about you and I entering into the straight gate. What it's talking about is Jesus. Jesus entered in the straight gate, and what we do is believe on what Jesus did for us. You and I weren't able to enter in that straight gate, but Jesus entered in, and because he did, and now we believe in what Jesus has done, then the blessings come up on us. It is amazing how religion can mess your mind up. It is amazing what religion will tell you you have to do in order to just have that peace in your heart. Really, the thing that we have to do is simply believe on everything that he's already done. Amen? Many people expect, you know, this thing, man, that I have to do all this stuff in order for God to love me. Let me tell you this morning, God loves you just the way you are. Jesus is that straight gate. We enter him and we find rest. Amen. Many people accept the higher thoughts of religion instead of trusting in the Lord. But I want to tell you this morning, you trust in the Lord. Look at Deuteronomy 30:19. Deuteronomy 30:19. Listen to what he says. I love this. Deuteronomy 30:19. Amen. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. You know, so simple. We just choose the life in Jesus. It's not hard. We just believe on him. And by believing on him, we receive everything that God has provided us. God knows exactly what we are feeling right now. God knows exactly what we're going through right now on a daily basis. He is in touch with you. Listen to Isaiah 53:4-5. Isaiah 53:4-5. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to what he says here. He knows what's going on. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten, and afflicted. Next verse. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our shalom, our peace, our welfare was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Because of the finished works of Jesus, we've already received healing. Only thing we do is just believe in what he has done. Jesus is the one who has healed us. Not only did he take away our sins on the cross, he gave us health and he gave us wholeness. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. By his stripes we are healed. We are healed this morning. Healing is a gift. That gift came with the cross. Only thing we do is receive what Jesus has given for us and what has been completed and provided for us. Amen? We have this same power and authority that Christ had to receive what he's done for us. So we open up our hearts today and we receive what all Christ has done. He has forgiven us. He has healed us. He has set us free, and we walk in his provision today, and we walk in his abundant grace and favor. By his stripes, you are healed. So if you're in need of healing this morning, receive your healing, whether it's in your spirit, man, whether it's in your soul realm, whether it's in your body. God loves you today. He desires you to walk in health. He desires you to be free from any sickness today or any infirmity. Amen. So I want you to stretch out your hand this morning, wherever you are, and just believe with me today. We're declaring your health today. We're declaring your wholeness today. Father, we thank you for the word of God this morning. Lord, you bore all of our sickness, all of our pain, all of our depression, all of our anxiety. Lord, we thank you today, Lord, that by your stripes we are healed. Lord, we thank you today that we're able to walk in your health. We're able to walk in your healing today, not because of what we've done, but because of what you've done. By believing in your grace and by accessing it by faith, we receive all the goodness of God into our life. Lord, I just speak to anyone this morning whose heart is lonely. I just, Lord, bless them today. Lord, thank you for them today. minister your grace there as only you can. Lord, thank you for your goodness in their life today. Surround them with your love, with your favor today, with your presence today. Lord, those that are sick this morning, we declare healing. We believe, God, testimonies are going to break forth of your healing power this day in their lives. God, anybody even under this virus, we curse that thing in the name of Jesus. And God, we proclaim healing in Jesus' name. You shall live and not die, the Bible says. You shall live and not die and proclaim the goodness and the works of the Lord. You shall live and not die in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for that today. God, you are so, so good. We love you this morning and we celebrate your goodness in our hearts and lives today. In Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Give him some praise this morning. You guys are loved today, deeply loved. Amen.